Andrew Breitbart said it best. It's one of the most importantly prophetic words ever. Politics is downstream from culture. And what you as a student of what is going on must understand is what may appear to you just to be some entertainment story is rarely just an entertainment story, especially when something is of a large scope, a large panorama. I'll be talking about Taylor Swift. And if you don't think that's a huge psyop, some psychogenic mass hysteria movement, again, another exercise to control public opinion en masse, like swarms of starlings, like murmurations of birds, like group theory and Gustave Le Bon all rolled up into one. If you're missing this, if you think this is just some Hollywood story, it's another musical group, another fallen actor, absolutely not. Ask yourself this question about Alec Baldwin. Why did Sean Penn elevate to multiple actor Oscars and just the height of acceptance because he played ball? He was the thug. He got into fights. He was absolutely, and I don't want to go into what has been rumored and what is collectively known, but look at him. He always played ball with the government. Always did whatever was told. Whatever you want me to say, I'll go on any TV show. I'll be your Hollywood correspondent to the radical left, to the woke, to the military-industrial complex, to the intel state, the police state, the ruling class. I'm there for you. And he was handsomely rewarded. He played ball. Did you ever follow up on any of his activities in Haiti? And you won't. You'll just forget the whole thing, because one of the things that America has also been conditioned to be is to have a short attention span. And that, of course, is reinforced by social media. We live in a swipe, switch, thumb, an instantaneous gratification world. We don't have any sense of long-form attention span. That's why the likes of Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Lex Fridman, even though he doesn't appear to be a danger to the shadow government and ruling class, he's very dangerous because he is training people to pay long swaths of time on a subject. Look at Netflix. Netflix gave us binge watching. This was an unintended consequence of that. That reintroduced kids and COVID reminded people, young in particular, how to attend to a fact pattern for long periods of time. They didn't see that one coming either. But now we have Alec Baldwin. And Alec Baldwin is the perfect example of the sacrificial loon, the patsy, the lone nut. Throughout history, whenever something has been done, whenever somebody has been used, whenever somebody has been presented as the voice of a particular movement, whatever it is, after their utility has been depleted, they are eliminated. And in this particular case, eliminated in terms of allowing their own behavior to take shape, to exacerbate the media collective chronicling of their demise, all of these things. Alec Baldwin is the sacrificial lamb. This is to satisfy people who are chomping or champing at the bit to see the end of Hollywood. They know exactly what this is. Alec Baldwin is symbolic of this mean-spirited, kind of a scattered energy left hood. He always wanted to be the tough guy. You could see, Freud, name your favorite psychoanalyst. They would look at him, and here is a guy who was known for his then movie star looks. Movie star. Oh my, forget, at his peak, Do you remember? And he played it perfectly. Kim Basinger, or Basinger, as I like to pronounce her. The Hunt for Red October, we'll get to that in a moment. Understand something. Let me jump ahead. He was selected to star in a series of movies put out by CIA and Intel factions to rekindle, to bolster, to excite, to promote the government, deep state. He was it. The poster child, the product endorser, the face of the CIA, the face. Jack Ryan was a CIA created character. And Tom Clancy, if you think Tom Clancy on his own sat back and said, now let's see, I'm going to apply this incredible knowledge of weapon systems and spy craft. I'm just going to do this because I'm such an intel genius. I'm a savant. If you think that, remember how the CIA for years, remember after the fall of the Soviet Union, Cold War, things weren't looking really good before 9/11. They turned always to media. Always. Look at the people. Look at all of the movies from Matt Damon and, you know, Bourne Identity and Will Smith until he went berserk. Because they can fall from grace too. But these were critical aspects, critical features, critical people who come along and are selected. And when you are given this plum position, Matt Damon did it correctly, you cannot let them down. And if you make a deal with them, there's one thing about these people. When you are the chosen one, when you are a part of the cult, the family, the organization, the society, whatever you call these people, and you are Oprah, you will be given riches no one can even comprehend. There is no way that Oprah Winfrey earned any of her purported billions from some reruns of a TV show that's not anymore, to an interview here. She's not even Barbara Walters, to weight loss ads and the like, the, you know, Harpo production. No. Tyler Perry, we don't have time. We're going to need our own separate channel for that discussion. If you knew how people were selected, and remember the words of Cat Williams, remember what he said, Cat Williams, he was, oh my God, but people kind of dismiss him because, oh, he's a black comic, and white America looks at him and they don't know what to say. Too many F-bombs. But Alec Baldwin was let out and set up to dry and to fail. If Alec Baldwin were, let's say, one of the chosen ones, Tom Hanks, Spielberg, Clooney, Streisand, I promise you, somebody would have said, you will never go out of your home without being followed by a tail. I know you know this, but many security details don't have bodyguards that you can see. They're with the person, but they're in the background. That person next to the car, the star who's filling up his gas tank, the guy who always happens to be right around the corner whenever he goes into a Trader Joe's, and whenever they set up these Daily Mail contrived photo ops where a star is out and look, have you seen so-and-so without makeup? Here's so-and-so picking up her kids from school. Here's so-and-so at tipping somebody at a Wendy's $500. These stories are all manufactured. And if you really want to get into manufactured, look at Taylor Swift. We'll get to that in a moment later. Let me just tell you one thing about Taylor Swift. Believe nothing. Because one of the things that Alec Baldwin has indicated, and I hope he's taught you, is that the people responsible for artificially creating stars, let me ask you something. Do you believe the Beatles did everything just on their own? Do you believe that there was any operational benefit from governments or factions to see that the Beatles did exceedingly well? Did you? Do you think so? Do you think the Beatles just all of a sudden, these four lads from Liverpool showed this absolutely incredible talent and all of their fame and all of the, again, this psychogenic mass hysteria lunacy was just on their own? Governments love to know, how do you affect collective behavior spontaneously and seemingly spontaneously? How do you get people to like certain things and not like certain things? How do you manipulate the media? Sad to say, and as horrible as CNN and MSDNC and Fox are, to many, I don't want to say most, but I'll probably say to most Americans, that still is the only source of information they get. There are people I know, to this day, people that I thought were singularly connected and smart will say, are you going to go back to radio? I'm thinking, oh my God, you mean shortwave? You mean what, telegraph? No. So even though you and I probably are on, you know, different platforms, the majority of people aren't. So Alec Baldwin was set up. And I'm not saying that Ms. Barney, CB, as we call her, I'm not saying she is an operative, she's from Langley or anything, but sometimes there are things called, as you know, my hop and lie hop. Make it happen on purpose and let it happen on purpose. And for the longest time, Alec Baldwin has angered everyone. There is no one that he has ever made to feel comfortable. The guy creeped me out, as did SNL, as did others during that Canteen Boy routine, which everybody thought was funny, you know, making fun of child predation and, you know, vulnerable children being molested by hyper-masculine, you know, Boy Scout leaders. That's real funny. You know, that's part of that dark. That's one of those things where Hollywood has always showed you its hand. They've said, this is really what we are. And you thought it was just, it was just a side joke. Oh, no. There is predation and child sexual predation. In Hollywood, it's something they love. They absolutely love. So anyway, so here comes Alec Baldwin. Nobody's coming to help him. Nobody. I promise you, if Ron Howard, Martin Scorsese, Clint Eastwood, if Spielberg were the victim of this, you would see a campaign of folks saying movies have always been risky. And they'll have statistics, the number of people who died on movie sets. Animals are sometimes hurt. Broken bones. Actors who've been paralyzed in stunts. Dar Robinson, I think the last of the big time stuntmen, and the days of, you know, Evel Knievel, and when there was this. You know, the point I'm trying to make, perhaps circuitously, is that, believe me, if this was one of the loved ones, they'd be there. But they hate Alec Baldwin. They can't stand Alec Baldwin. He's run his course. And that lunatic wife of his, who has an accent from Mallorca, who can't say cucumber, they said, this is enough. And they also looked to the crowds and kind of like, you know, the forum. If we sacrifice Alec Baldwin, would you lay off us? Yes. I tell you, the next one they're going to go after is Jerry Seinfeld. His new, whatever this new movie venture, he's done. He's toast. He's gone too far. It's one thing to say that cancel culture is one thing. But for you to say Hollywood is dead, for you to say Hollywood is dead, you and I can think it. But one of your own, do you think if the shadow government had wanted Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David's success to be, let's say, watered down, do you think they could have done something to stop it? You bet. Just like they created Zuckerberg and created the Dorseys and created Silicon Valley through InQtel and DARPA and the like, just how the government, we'll just use that term collectively. Do you think Jeff Bezos built Amazon from selling books in his garage? Do you think that for a moment? So remember, when you turn your back on the shadow government, or when you're used as a sacrificial piece. See, if they throw Alec Baldwin out, they'll say, see here, you wanted a pound of flesh? Take him. You wanted a victim? Take him. And he's through. He is so through. Watch how no one comes to him. They used him, but he never played ball with them because he always thought he was better. He always thought he was smarter. He didn't know. He should have been Sean Penn. Sean Penn was, this guy was, the stuff about Sean Penn, believe me. You don't think it's interesting that, you don't think that Robin Wright could have dropped the, oh, she did very well with what? House of Cards. Who else did surprisingly well in House of Cards? Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was the loss of... Nothing's ever really happened to him. And what does he do? They put together this very important movie about politics. And it's just so interesting. Play ball with these people and you'll do well. Go against them and look what happens. Please review what I've said. Please thank you for watching. Please subscribe to this channel. Please do everything in your power right now to make sure that you are a subscribed member, that you like what we're doing, that you enjoy what we're doing, that you do everything in your particular power to follow us. And listen carefully. And I love your thoughts and comments. What do you think about this? Does this make sense? What do you agree with? What do you not agree with? Is what I'm telling you is the truth. Have a great and a glorious day, dear friends. And please comment as you see fit.